In Los Angeles today, Antonio Villaraigosa took the oath of office as the city's first Latino mayor in more than a century. Thousands of people turned out for the ceremonies at City Hall. But as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, it wasn't just the size of the crowd that established Villaraigosa as one of the nation's newest political stars.
I, Antonio Villaraigosa,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
As Villaraigosa took the oath of office, administered by federal judge Stephen Reinhart, there were a few voices here and there cheering after almost every phrase, as if the onlookers could hardly contain their delight.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
It's not the first time Villaraigosa's taken an oath of office. He was formerly Speaker of the State Assembly and an L.A. City Council member, but he'd never been sworn in before an audience like this one. There were dozens of officials from around the world, Mexico, El Salvador, Morocco, Australia. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg was there, along with mayors from Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco. Former Vice President Al Gore had a place on the stage. Also in attendance, several California governors, past and present. Villaraigosa began by introducing the dignitaries to the crowd. Many were cheered. Governor Schwarzenegger was booed.
Angelinos, excuse me. There will be civility today.
It was the only negative moment in a day of celebration. The feeling that this occasion was history in the making was palpable in the crowd. Villaraigosa, however, didn't run as a Latino candidate. He made an appeal to every ethnic group in L.A. and won every ethnic group in the city, defeating former Mayor Jim Hahn by 17 points. Today, he acknowledged he was making history while repeating his call for unity in this most diverse American city.
Early in our campaign, there were those who said it wasn't time for a Latino mayor. The faith you placed in me makes me so proud to be an Angelino today. And I promise you, I will be a mayor for all the people.
But the city's future, said Villaraigosa, will be an uncertain one if a few serious problems are not addressed. Chief among those, the woeful state of the city's schools, where about half of all black and Latino high school students failed to graduate. Villaraigosa also did what every resident of this city does. He talked about how awful the traffic is here. But he had a decidedly non-LA proposal for fixing it.
So, Los Angeles, join me, fighting for the investment in public transportation that's the hallmark of any great city.
Los Angeles is a city of dreams, Villaraigosa said today. For a little while, Angelinos may be content to dream that their new mayor has a solution for their city's many serious problems. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.